The Lord bless you, heart dwellers. The Lord is really blessing us with some amazing left-behind materials. As you probably noticed lately, I haven't been consistent in getting the message out on time. Please calm your worries. We're doing very well, but spending 16 to 18-hour days putting absolutely vital teachings and music together to comfort and restore hope to those left behind. The message is God has not abandoned you. He has a plan for you. This is not the end, only the beginning of the most exciting time in your lives, if you will do it His way. That's the message of the album. To that end, we're putting together a 4-CD collection with music to inspire, teachings, and instruction from the Lord about the most important things. And this CD will be widely available on the internet through iTunes and CD Baby and broadcasting. It'll be there available for people if they want to buy the hard copies. But you can download it for free from Heart Dwellers as soon as we figure out how to get it on there, which Carol is working on now. The beauty of having the CDs is that people will be able to find us in iTunes and immediately have a hard copy if that's what they want. We will also be making thumb drives with 6 gigabytes of teachings, music, and books and videos. We still have no way to distribute these other than to hand them out right here where we live. We certainly don't have the facilities to send them out to everyone, but we're looking into ways for you to obtain them for your families. Certainly, you can make your own thumb drive from the free content on YouTube and Heart Dwellers, and there will be a file available that tells you what's on the thumb drives if you want to download it for yourself. So we're doing all we can to leave behind what is necessary for spiritual survival during the tribulation. Thank you for your prayers. We'll keep you updated when these things have been made available on the internet. It should be pretty soon. We just finished the album today. It's just a matter of processing it and getting it up. I just wanted you to all understand that what we've been doing in the background here for the Lord, and that we're okay, and we really appreciate your prayers. So I'm going to share with you one of the revised tracks from the album now. Not realizing what is coming, people are still planning as if this life will go on forever, just the way it is now. That is why they'll be blindsided by what is about to take place. What I want for you, Claire, is to leave behind as much as you can to elevate people out of that dimension of chaos, which is something only I can do with souls. You see, CERN, clones, and the ruling elite will make many very serious mistakes that will impact their hiding places among the rocks of the earth. Vaults of water and magma will open up on them with tragic consequences. They will cry out to those who engineered these spaces, "I thought you said this could never happen," but all in vain, only to be swallowed up into the abyss. This indeed will be their just deserts. And so I counsel all to have nothing to do with these underground bases. They are not safe. And yet I will provide safe havens in the deserted areas, places with abundant water, natural caverns, and sufficient food. Just as the angels provided manna in the desert, so will I release to all sufficient sustenance. Now take a break here. That was a surprise to me, but apparently the angels were helping to spread the manna. And he continued, "Many stores of food will never run out. Medical supplies and healing will also be sustained supernaturally by me. Many will come into a full-time healing ministry, tending to the sick and infirm, strengthening and giving comfort to those who have collapsed in fear, those on the edge of death, even some to be brought into the kingdom in the last moments of their lives. I have some wonderful things planned for this horrendous time. Many a wall will come crashing down upon the enemy because of prayer. I will supernaturally and literally move heaven and earth to protect the holy ones. Some will be martyred, some will survive, but all will be provided for. I will not abandon them to the will of their enemies. Yes, unsurpassed suffering will be witnessed, but also unsurpassed glory and the triumph of faith. There will be many sent from heaven as visitations to encourage and provide. My angels will be most solicitous for the welfare of the remnant I am shielding from the full force of my wrath. Listen carefully to the instructions I am imparting to you. Prayer will be your greatest weapon, and I will teach you how to pray. It will flow from within you without any effort. So strong will my grace be among you. Prayer will well up from inside and overtake you in moments of fear and danger, and you will be kept safely hidden, as well as have my peace. Many will betray each other, and only discernment by my Holy Spirit will alert you to who cannot be trusted. If you judge by outward standards, what is said, what they look like, how they act, if you judge by normal human standards, you will be fooled. You must rely on me to detect weak souls or souls sent to find you out. Again, I want to say, this is for the left behind ones. This is not for those who will be raptured. It is important to have these things printed and easy to find. Don't be afraid, Claire. Don't let the enemy do this to you. I know the temptation to be afraid is tremendous because you can see so clearly what's coming. But I have made ample provision for every moment of your life up until the rapture. I want you, beloved, to be an example of peace and security in me, not a trembling little mouse in the corner. Gosh, I had to laugh when I heard that. And yet fear is no laughing matter, he continued. Rather, it chokes out faith, and you mustn't let it gain ground on you. Recall my promises to you and how many times I have come through for you, O Israel. How many times did I provide hay for your horses, food for your table, gas for your vehicles, free places to live in, even to this moment? How many times, and you still doubt me? Come now, what a disgrace you are. Do you want to circle the mountain for 40 more years? Oh, forgive me, Lord. Jesus, I believe. Help my unbelief. You got your nose into some of the news of developing events, and that scared you. That's true, Lord, I did. Well, it's better if you stay away from such things. They will most assuredly have a harmful effect on your state of mind. Lord, what about leaving supplies behind for our children? That continues to bug me. I wish we could leave something behind for them. I have told you before, I have already provided for them. This would be an act of unbelief on your part. It would also be a powerful distraction. Can you trust me with them? Do you think after all these years of serving me, I will abandon your children? Is it not written that you will never see the children of the faithful begging for bread? I have powerful provisions for them. But because you can't see it, measure it, hold it, you don't believe. Your faith is flagging. Please, Lord, help me. Truly, I am a shameful servant. Well, come here, shameful servant, and let me hold you and restore your faith. So at that moment, I stopped typing and closed my eyes and thought for a minute, and I could feel the Lord and see his face, and he held my face closely with his two hands, and he said, looking deeply into my eyes, only inches from my eyes, he said, stop worrying about your children. I have ample provision for them. It is all planned out, and getting in the middle would only confuse things. Stop worrying. Okay, I want all your efforts on these souls I have sent you. Be a mother to them. Feed them honey from the rock and wheat from the fields of heaven. Oh, how jealous I am for those who are so in love with me. Oh, how I long to protect and nurture them. It is beyond your understanding to know how God adores a soul devoted to Him. How can you lead them in faith if you're weary and stumbling? Nevertheless, I will make up the difference, for my strength is perfected in your weakness. So carry on, lift the burdens from their hearts, adorn them with garlands of love from the gardens of heaven. Nurture them, Claire, and believe that I am have sent you to their side in these hours of mischief the devil has devised. I was starting to flag at that point and getting a little sleepy, and I figured maybe this is the end of the message. And he said, I'm not done yet, my love. He continued, just as in days gone by, when I supernaturally protected my people, so shall I protect those who must stay behind. There will be one among them who will be the designated leader, and to him or her I will give supernatural knowledge and wisdom. Protect this one who is critical to your mission. Let not the devils cause division, misunderstanding, murmuring, and jealousy. Be on your guard against these poisons they will use to divide and scatter you all. Together you will survive. Separated, you will face many dangers without anyone to back you up. Do not let them divide and conquer. Be smarter than the enemy. Walk in charity, humility, and you'll have no problems. Walk in self-will, selfishness, suspicion, and rancor. It will be your demise. There will be many testings among the groups, many testings. Painful decisions to make, life or death decisions to make. I will give you peace when the decisions are the hardest. Use lots to help you determine a plan of action. Taking an aside here, lots are what they used. I guess they drew straws or sticks or something with Jonah when he was in the ship to find out why God was against them in the storm. And of course, for the picking of the apostle to replace Judas, they used lots. Anyway, I'll go back to what he was saying. I will give you signs of my love. Signs of danger, signs when you are going the wrong way, signs when you're going the right way. Be attentive. Pay close attention to the signs I send you. You know, when I think of signs, I think of heart-shaped rocks and the face of Jesus in the bark of a tree or different things. But if everyone's on the watch for signs, then they're going to see them. If you suspect you've made a wrong decision, stop and pray it through. Better to wait on me than to move forward into a trap. There will be times to act and times to wait. It is in the times of waiting the trials will be most difficult. Pray always. Worship and thank me for every safe moment of your journey, for every provision, for every time you evade the enemy. Use my name as a weapon of war, for you fight not against flesh and blood, but principalities in high places, and against evil rulers and authorities of the unseen world, against mighty powers in this dark world, and evil spirits in the heavenly places. That's in Ephesians 6:12. Now I want you all to remember how easy it is to fall into unbelief, mistrust, to suspect, and to be fearful. These are the weapons the enemy will use against you. Forewarned is forearmed. Now, my precious ones, cling to my instruction, for in them lies life and death. Be not afraid of what man does to your body, only your eternal soul. Do not compromise for the sake of your body, your children, your wife, or for any reason at all. I will be with you to deliver you from evil. Pray often. Deliver us from evil, Lord. Pray this frequently because it is a powerful prayer. That's all for now, my love. My blessing is with you, my brides. Leave these instructions behind for your loved ones. Have courage and keep your eyes on eternity.